At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. You know who I am. Squidbilly, I am he, and he is I. He's the All-American National Champion. Former Atlanta Falcon. His wife goes gambles while he takes care of the kids. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson. And she is the first lady of baseball in Atlanta. She doesn't have to rebrand. Her name is Allie Mack.
And unless something changed yesterday, he is going to be sleeping on the couch. Happy anniversary, Squidbilly.
I do sleep on the couch every night right now, and it's mainly because of the child.
Oh, man.
Hey, well, I got, you know, I'm a good dad, Mike, and I've got dad duty at night.
I can see the look on your face. You knew you overstepped a minute.
It wasn't a shot at you. I just it was really just a pat on my back.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Speaking of dad life, I think Porkchop spit up on me like three separate times yesterday.
There you go.
Did you change every time?
Yeah.
Huh?
Did you change every time she did that?
No. But I did change after the last time because the last one was enough to be like, yeah, I'm wet. So it was a good bit. But, you know, that's part of it, right? I guess that's part of the growth process with that. Yes, it is my anniversary with my wife. Happy anniversary to Amy. That is our, let's see.
Do some math, carry the
eighth,
one.
Eighth wedding anniversary.
God bless her.
Dude, yeah. I cannot believe it's been 8 years. I mean, it is crazy.
Yeah. You start doing the math and you're like, man, that's 20% of my life.
Oh, wow. That's a different way to phrase it.
Is it? 20%? I don't do math.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right. What's going on, guys? How we doing? I did Tex-Mex last night, the Cinco de Mayo at Casa de Squid. Very untraditional. I had a little glass of whiskey while I was cooking the Tex-Mex. And, you know, old El Paso, baby, for the win.
Allow me to put y'all on. All right, you ready for this? Birria tacos from Costco.
Ooh.
The kit. They just started making these kits. They're, you know, I've had the fajita kits or whatever, the chicken taco kit, whatever. I love the kits from Costco. The birria, bro, so solid.
Where have birria tacos come from?
I do not
it's
know.
In the last it's two having a moment. Years, everybody needs yeah. birria tacos. I saw a birria margarita yesterday.
Yeah, it's having a moment.
Yeah.
It's having a moment. It's kind of like, avocados can't like avocados became a big hit like suddenly
avocado
toast and all the other stuff
or
and
Chipotle. Then what's the what's,
in baseball terms birria tacos are on a heater
they are
ah
what's the lettuce stuff too that was that's having kind of a moment
kale
yeah kale 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 had a moment
kale
wait a minute
done.
First off yeah. first off
exactly.
Dylan
kale's
Dylan.
Done though like the
kale
moment's
is
over
done.
Moment's over
Dylan
yes.
why do you relate kale is not necessarily lettuce it's just kale also it's not a fad Mike it's been out for like 15 years.
What?
I just felt like he was talking about kale to answer
you were right,
question,
though. It's crazy yeah. that you were right. It's crazy how yeah, wrong both of you are.
My point, though,
let's
Bo,
ask
is that
our vegan.
My point, Bo, is that kale wasn't invented 15 years ago.
No, like, but that, the fad started 15 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, sure, but it's over with. Like, the kale fad's done. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's cooked.
I don't think the kale fad is done.
It's done. You don't see kale chips on menus anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go there, I think you're both right.
You're all right. Dylan's right, as in it's not done, and you're right that the fad part's done. It's just become – it's either accepted and you know that your clientele likes it, or they don't, so you don't have it.
Did y'all hear the story that was put out that the largest buyer for, like, 20 years of kale – was Pizza Hut, and it was because they used it to garnish their buffet at their places. They, you know, they put the kale under, like, the certain stuff, like, on their buffet lines, and, like, they were the largest single buyer of kale for years. And then all of a sudden, somebody just did, you know, a campaign for kale, and it was like, oh, this stuff looks cool.
That's got to be a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire question, because nobody would have guessed that.
Pizza Hut had one of the most underrated buffets. I'm sorry. I love the Pizza Hut buffet.
Big fact.
Salad
dude.
Bar. Huh?
I said that is a big fact.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
CC's Pizza coming in. Oh, don't even get me started.
CC's was goated.
Or
they put sugar. No way. They put sugar in their dough to make you eat less. Fun fact.
Okay.
That's for CC's or Pizza Hut, Bo?
No. The CC's and the Stevie B's.
Did that bother you? You didn't like that? That they wanted you to eat less?
Yeah, if I pay to eat a buffet, I want to get my money's worth. I don't want to be shut down because of how you prepare the food.
Well, you know, do you have a problem with Mexican restaurants bringing out the chips beforehand or no? Because I'm pretty sure that's the same thought process.
No. No. Well, wait, how's it?
No, that's not the same at all.
That's not the same thing.
That's not the same at all.
That's not the same.
You're not paying for a buffet at a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
If anything, the Mexican restaurant is helping you because they're going to make you want to eat less and you have to pay less money for your food.
You're telling me they want you to order less at a Mexican restaurant when everything's a la carte, not a la carte, but just an entree?
No, it's about the salt. It makes you thirstier, so you're going to order more drinks.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
but I mean,
that's fair.
I'm already going to do the two margaritas. Hey, you know what? You know what's funny is my neighbor's dad, he goes to the Mexican restaurant and will just eat the chips and then order, like, refried beans, and that's it.
They love to see him
drink water.
I don't know why I respect that so much.
His bill is literally like $5 tops, and that's probably because he leaves a $3 tip.
Yeah.
I did have a table one time when I was waiting tables that ordered, and it was a table of 12, one sweet tea, and they're going to share it because it's free refill.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
Yes, they
there
were
had
serious
to,
about
there's
it.
Not fine print that was like, dude, you can't do that.
Well, I'm sure there is now.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
that
reactionary fine print. Yes.
Well, speaking of being cheap, last night, A.J. Smith-Shawver was very cheap with the hits he gave out. Dude took a no-hitter into the eighth inning, which may have been jinxed by our own Steak Shapiro, may or may not, I guess you could say, as he tweeted something. He claims two innings before it was broken. There was a little bit of a Twitter controversy because Steak was at the game. But I go back to, you know, it was a dominant performance. Braves win 4-0. Well, we'll get to the inside the park home run by Matt Olson, but I want to get Allie and your take, Mike, on A.J. Smith-Shawver. He's up to start the season, right? And then he's sent down. And he's sent down for, what, maybe 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, something along there. And there's, you know, Braves fans are losing their mind because they're like, why are we having to watch Bryce Elder, who's actually pitched pretty well his last three starts? But whatever they sent him down to work on seemingly has worked because he has came back. And remember, he was really good in Colorado, but he leaves the game in the fifth inning due to being hit on the forearm with a line drive. Last night he goes career high 8 innings, only gave up 1 hit, no runs. He phenomenal, right? Like whatever he worked on in Gwinnett has worked, and he talked about kind of his fastball, working on that, and that being a thing that, you know, just going back to it and being more reliant. But A.J. Smith-Shawver is on a heater.
Yeah, he obviously mixes in those pitches so well, and everything he was throwing last night was working. You know, and I don't think it's one of those things that you look at the Reds and see what they are offensively. I don't think it would have mattered who he was throwing against last night. And I think the most important thing, I think it was, number one, the most – it was the best start I think I've seen from A.J. Smith-Shawver in his career, which spans 2 years. Shout out to Grant McCauley for making sure I was informed of that yesterday. But it also, to me, was nice to see him actually be that extended. You know, his stuff was good. He's had good stuff before. But when you talk about the longevity of his start, how efficient he was I want to say it was the sixth inning or something. You know, it's like an eight-pitch inning. It was insane to see how efficient he was. And I think you're right. And I texted Grant last night because I was wondering if he had noticed the same thing or if anybody had talked about it. Like, his windup now is so much more efficient. It's less jerky or spastic or whatever you want to call it. His first step, which was very much like a toe tap and go, you know, a couple of years ago when he made his debut, is now just a, yeah, I'm going to step here, then I'm going to lift my leg, and then I'm going to go for it. And it seems so much, I don't know what the word is. It's something you can replicate more easily these days than you could when he first came up.
It's more efficient.
Yeah, it's more efficient, but it also, I think, is just easier to make sure your arm is in the same slot. You know, all of the above. And, you know, it was nice to see him get to the seventh inning yesterday and be able to throw, you know, 95 mile an hour, 96 mile an hour.
Well, I think it's also about mindset. It's such a mind game when you are pitching. And in Colorado, it's not like he left the game because something was going wrong. He got hit. So when he went down to Gwinnett, it wasn't like, oh gosh, I got to work on this. I got to get back. So I think he just went in a little bit more relaxed yesterday.
Yeah,
and look, I think the other thing that is to be fair to him is this guy was going to be a college football player. He's going to be a quarterback in college football, and he got drafted by the Braves. He went that route. So that's probably where the mechanic thing has been. You know, he's been working on, to your point, Mike, with his arm slot and everything else. He's kind of, you know, it's a little bit different throwing motion when you throw a football to a baseball. So that's part of it. Look, I want to get to this real quick before we go. Tyler Callahan makes an attempt, and these guys play like four or five games in the majors.
Dude.
And to catch a ball that was hit down the left field line into the wall, and he catches the ball, and he collides with the wall. His forearm, his left forearm, glove hand, hits the wall. It breaks his forearm. The ball falls out of his glove as he goes to the ground. It's somewhat controversial. Some people, they ended up reviewing it. Olson runs the bases. He gets a two-run inside the park home run, which was his sixth home run of the year, if I'm not mistaken, and it put the game to 4-0. Some people thought that he had made the catch. I understand why they said that it wasn't. It was just tough to, A, watch the young man break his arm on that, but how'd you feel about that being ruled a non-catch?
It's one of those things where I had to do some insight, some self scouting, if you will, because I do remember this happening to Ronald Acuna, and I think the base runner was, maybe it was Jazz Chisholm. Do you remember that?
It was Jazz Chisholm. And oh, by the way,
ding,
the Marlins decided to tweet about it.
Yeah. Last night?
No. It happened.
Yeah, when it happened.
They tweeted, "Have yourself an inside the park home run, Jazz."
Yeah. It was, like I said, I had to do some self-scouting because I was like, man, I didn't really like when Jazz Chisholm did that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of the same scenario, although I would make the argument that it was, you know, it was more of a catch last night. And I think that, you know, Wiley Ballard did a nice job on the broadcast talking about the transfer to the throwing hand. If that had been the case, it, you know, that would have been easier to kind of look at. But I don't know, man. It was a tough scenario. I don't know. Like you said, it's controversial because I don't expect Matt Olson to stop running. But I don't know. Well, you know, I don't know. It's like one of those things in soccer where somebody gets hurt. Do you kick it out of bounds? I don't know.
Well, here, two things, and I understand why it wasn't called a catch, because he didn't. I'm kind of doing a football thing, but don't you got to finish to the ground and survive the ground?
Yeah.
With that.
Yeah.
And that's why, unfortunately, I hate putting it that way, but that's it. Also, Olson stopped at one point, and he was told to keep running, so he just did what he was told. And look, yeah, this ain't soccer. It's not just that normally takes a while before they just kick it out of bounds.
Yeah, it's not like the NBA where they can just blow a whistle and stop play, or soccer or whatever else. Speaking of the NBA, we'll talk about that on the other side on the front page. A couple good games last night. Massive news for Georgia Bulldogs fans coming out of Nashville yesterday, and also another snippet of Braves news that's probably make you feel pretty good about what's coming around the corner. Stick with us. It's the Morning Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 6:20.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
24 Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us and rolling along here on the morning shift. If you haven't listened in a while, my name is Mike Johnson. He is Squid Billy Bo Morgan, the newest addition. Miss Allie Mack hanging out with us now, day 7. We haven't run her off just yet. She hasn't been terrified enough to actually not show up, so we appreciate that nonetheless. We are going to get to Allie's debut Top 5 Tuesday.
It's tough.
She should
man.
Be scared.
Yeah, I'm scared, and it is so tough. I give you a lot of credit.
It's you put yourself out there a little bit.
Do we know the theme?
We do know the theme. We can say the theme, right?
We can say the theme. These are the top 5 songs that are impossible not to participate along with.
Yeah. The top 5 songs that'll make you get up out your chair and move along. Or at least sing with, right?
Sing with, clap with. It's going to make you do something physically.
Yeah, okay. Whoa, pause. All right, let's smooth right by that one. No, I'm just kidding. But we're going to get to front page. We got to talk about the newest quarterback commit. Got NBA and obviously some Braves news. But I can't let us go any further. Like, did you get a gift? Did you get it? Happy anniversary, Amy. Did you get her a gift for today? And being honest, because I do have access to her phone number. I will text her. Did you get your wife a gift for your anniversary?
Oh, no.
Bro.
Look at that grin on his face.
Oh, my goodness.
We don't do things that way. We do.
Okay.
So here's what.
Does
here's
she
what,
know you don't do things that way? Or
here's what. So you know, actually. I don't want to out her, but I brought it up that it was our anniversary last night, today. I said, hey, you know, tomorrow's our anniversary. What do you want to do for dinner? Obviously, we'll cook something. She was like, oh, yeah. Oh.
No, she forgot?
Yeah, but I don't.
Or was she just putting on an act because she knew?
No, you No, no, mom brain. You know, I mean, she's still. Yeah, she's dude. Everything that she thinks about right now is pork chop related. Okay, so I don't care. That stuff doesn't bother me. I mean, I might remember it one day, not this time, but like if it happened, like, you know, if nothing was going on and it happened, I might remember it to use in my favor. But no, it doesn't bother me. So the most important thing to my wife is, for some reason, on special events like Christmas or birthdays, are cards. She loves cards with a note. I've told you all that. I've told you this before, Mike.
Well, a card counts as a gift. Like, if you got her a card, like, that counts.
So I'm going to get her a card when I leave the homestead today for a few minutes. I'm going to run an errand.
Okay.
And so I'll get her a card.
How do we feel about gifts being bought the day of the holiday?
It's a card.
Now the next question.
Feels like an afterthought.
You know what? Hold on. No. I'm not going to sit here and be judged for that. When you celebrate, who will be coming on with us at 8:20, Rusty Manziel's whole, I don't do Christmas until the 24th of December, and then I buy gifts.
Who celebrated that?
I know you're cool with it. I've never heard you call Rusty out on it. So you ain't going to call me out right here. I ain't going to stand for it. Allie, I will not stand for this.
Dylan, speaking of Rusty,
hypocrisy.
Let's get to the front page. Speaking of Rusty Manziel, like I said, we'll have him on at 8:20 today to discuss the commitment of five-star quarterback Jared Curtis. He's the number one quarterback in the 2026 class. Yesterday, announcing his commitment to Georgia over Oregon, said it was a very, very tough decision, guys. And look, man, it's one of those things where if you're Georgia, the rich get richer. You just keep rolling along. But I know this was a long courtship. Bo, just real quick, from Kirby Smart, it's one of those guys that he had to have. Rusty has talked about this kid for a year now, and I know that he decommitted from Georgia back in the fall, but big-time news for Georgia.
Yeah, and it's one of those positions that he gets criticized. It's like the position that Kirby gets kind of said, that people say, well,
yeah,
you know, you don't do enough of that position. You don't get those top recruits. Remember Juju was going to USC, and then he decommitted from USC just to go to Colorado,
yep.
The kid out of what, Carrollton, and a lot of people wanted to criticize Kirby for that, yet somehow the guy has two national titles with, you know, Stetson Bennett caliber players. But yeah, let's criticize the quarterback thing. So it's a good gift for him. Remember they missed out on Dylan Raiola because he moved to Buford or whatever and then says, you know what, check that.
Dodged
I'm going to go
bullet.
To Nebraska.
Dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, Mr. Patrick Mahomes wannabe.
Well, we're going to talk to Rusty Manziel more about that at 8:20 today. Now, last night, NBA playoffs rolled on. Pretty intense games. The Knicks stunned the Celtics in dramatic fashion. Knicks were trailing by as much as 20 points in the fourth quarter, but they had quite a rally. Ended up in overtime with the final score being 108-105.
Yeah, the third and fourth quarter, they outscored the Celtics 55-39. That's not counting the overtime, where it would make it 43-44. When you shoot 40, Dylan, 45 misses from three-point land. They were 15 of 60. It wasn't this crazy thing. I know that Bridges gets the steal to preserve the overtime win, but I mean, you know, Brunson drops 29. Ananobi drops 29, or however Linda Cohn said his name earlier, multiple. She said it two different ways on SportsCenter when I was trying to figure out how to say his name. It was just weird.
Last night to me was the ultimate microcosm for the Celtics of you live by the three and you die by the three. The first half they live by the three, second half they die by the three. Listen to this, because this to me I think is more so about, like, at some point you got to do something to change up your game a little bit. It's the playoffs. You got to be able to adapt. The Celtics, like you said, Bo, finished 15-60 on threes. In the second half, they took 49 of their second half shots in overtime. 37 were three-pointers. So 37 out of their 49 shots in the second half in overtime were threes, and they only made 10 of them. You just have to find a way to adapt. Jaylen Brown is too good at getting to the rim. for you to be settling for shots. Jason Tatum can get any shot he wants on the court. You got to be able to adapt. I get that's their game, but at some point when it's not working for you, you got to be able to take the B option, take the B route, and they didn't do that last night.
Well, and tomorrow night we'll see what happens in this series. Game two is at TD Garden. Now, the Nuggets beat the Thunder on the road. Nikola Jokic had the standout night with 42 points. And in the final 4 seconds, Aaron Gordon hit a three-pointer to end the game at 121-119.
Well, what's weird for me in this one is they took Jokic out because he's got 5 fouls right there with I think maybe, I don't know, maybe 19 seconds left or something. And straight defensive lapse. And now they're down, what, like 119-116. And then they get the ball and they foul Gordon. For some reason, the Thunder foul Gordon. Don't let him shoot a three. So that's great. He hits both free throws, 119-118. Then you turn around. And Holmgren misses both free throws when he's fouled. They get the ball to Aaron Gordon. He wins the game winning three. It was because of the way they did with the foul of Gordon, they allowed Jokic back in the game, which obviously frees things up. And it was almost like never been there type of moment from the Thunder, Dylan.
You hit the nail right on the head for me, Bo. To me, this was an inexperienced moment by not only the Thunder players, but the Thunder coach as well, because he gave his guys the instructions to intentionally foul the Nuggets players down the stretch so they could not get a three off. To me, that was mismanagement. Make them make a shot. I get they got shot makers. Okay, make Jamal Murray make a three. Make Jokic make a three. Make Aaron Gordon make a three. Don't foul them and give them 4 3-pointers in the final 13 seconds, which is exactly what they did, or 21 seconds or whatever it was. To me, that was complete mismanage. You gave them the opportunity. You kept them in the game by giving them free points. Now, again, you credit the Nuggets for making their free throws, but they're NBA players. They should make their free throws. So, to me, it was a mismanagement by the head coach. And I know at post-game he went back and said that he wouldn't have changed his strategy. I think he's just, you know, kind of saying that to save face. But to me, he went about it all wrong towards the end of the game there.
Did you guys notice how many boards the Nuggets had last night?
Oh, I mean, Jokic had, what, 22 himself?
62 yeah. boards.
Imagine having a guy that can give you 42 and 22 in 42 minutes.
Real quick before we go to break, I do want to mention the Ronald Acuna Jr. news put out there by our own Grant McCauley last night on Twitter. He talked about Ronald Acuna. He's not going to go back to Los Angeles. It had been previously reported that he needed to be released by the doctors in Los Angeles. Turns out that's not the case. He's not going back to Los Angeles. The team discussed it but decided in consultation with Dr. Neil L. Attriche, today that Acuna's knee is good to go, he'll begin a rehab assignment this month. I'm just going to guess the 1st of June. We'll see. It sounds to me like a 1st of June kind of thing, but we'll follow that story as it continues to roll on. Look, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the most ridiculous suspension in college football history. All you guys have probably heard about it, but if you haven't, just a collective groan coming out of the entire Southeast. And also, Allie's going to make her top 5 debut. I hope she's strapped in and ready. The heat, it's already hot in the studio. Stick with us. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This is a perfect kind of leeway into this segment because I feel like it's, you know, it's like a Mission Impossible feel to it.
There's
you know
two versions of this song, by the way.
Ding.
There's rock. This is Cypress Hill.
Yeah.
There's rock superstar and like there's like rap superstar or whatever. There's okay. Two different versions.
Well, I don't know that either one of those will land on Allie's list of top five songs that make you get up out of your seat and move or just, you know, sing along or orchestrate your hands or whatever else we got going on. I don't know what she officially touted it. I'm sure there's a scheduled tweet that will have an official title for the top five list. But what did you put on the official title?
Top five songs that are impossible not to participate along with. It'll make sense as we get through them.
No, I firmly believe that you're on the right track. I'm going to try to personally steer away from any type of hypocrisy, as I have been just completely slandered over my list over the years.
You haven't been. All right, you know what?
Yeah.
Just stop being dramatic.
Okay.
You play in the NFL, right?
All right.
Stop being dramatic.
If that's the route you want to go. So before we get there, and happy anniversary to Amy and Squid Billy, celebrating 8 years today, and we just brought up the fact that Bo hasn't bought anything. He's going to go to the store later and get a card. So there's that. And, you know, it is what it is. I don't
know
what it means as much when you just get a card day of.
I guess I'm going to have to post her push present. So you guys
is that what it is?
From Solomon Brothers.
Here's
Thank
the thing.
You, Jaren.
How long are you going to ride that wave? You know what I mean? It's dead already.
Pretty far considering. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The value
not
of
like
it.
I went
Does
cheap.
She know that when she got the puss present, she would never again receive a gift? Did she know that?
She knew that until Christmas.
Okay. All right.
When's her birthday? When is Amy's birthday?
March. I already got her something. I mean, I did that before, obviously.
Okay.
All right.
Don't ask me what I
it's
got her because I got
close.
Her something. I just can't remember what it was. Dude,
your pocketbook over the spring months for the rest of your life. It's going to be out of control.
I know.
Out of control.
Mike, you get hit with Christmas.
Yeah.
Then you get hit with that phony Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then you get hit with her birthday. Then I'm going to get hit with Porkchop's birthday.
Yep.
Whoa, hang on.
Then I'm going to get hit with anniversary.
You didn't even get your – let me introduce you to a little holiday called Easter. Like, that's gonna get at you, too. Then it's
going to
be
that.
Spring break vacation you take. Yeah,
well,
dude, you're
going
done.
On no spring
you're done
break
for.
Vacation.
You're cooked. Speaking of vacations and
tell you something,
spring break.
We're going to start – they're going to start being formed into one.
Oh, no. This is a perfect time to pivot, though, to the Sharon Moore conversation. If you didn't follow this, Sharon Moore – this is still ongoing from the Connor Salyan stuff, which is just insane, the pace with which – that investigations move. Now, this is not the NCAA handing down this suspension. This is Michigan yesterday announcing they are handing down a suspension of head coach Sharon Moore. A two-game suspension based off the fact that, the Connor Stallions investigation You know, he's going to miss two games. They want to go ahead and get out in front of whatever the NCAA might try to do. Here's the caveat. And Bo brought this to our attention yesterday. This is insane because the suspension, Bo, that they have handed down is not for weeks 1 and 2. The suspension they've handed down, which, by the way, ding, would have been against Oklahoma in week 2. The suspension they've handed down is for weeks 3 and 4 against Central Michigan and Nebraska. Dude, I don't know if I've ever seen a more egregious version of just laughing in everybody else's face than to have a head coach suspended, but to select the weeks with which that he is going to go down for it.
I'm almost taken back by this. Talk about, you know, this, what, I don't know, man. I want to sit here and get on a pedestal a little bit and be like, what example is this setting to the young men in the program? And then I go, well, wait a second, it's college football, never mind, because that's all gone out the window anyways. But this is ridiculous, and this is where you know the NCAA has lost all power, and I almost think the conference should step in and say, wait a second, what are you doing? You're not going to announce a suspension before the season starts for the middle of the season, essentially.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to do it to start the season. It's just kind of ridiculous. This program has been notorious for this with kind of the way they handled stuff with Harbaugh. And this isn't Sherrone Moore's first suspension either, by the way.
Ding. Yeah, he was suspended for a game back in 2023. Al, you watched the Netflix documentary on this. And here's where I'm coming from, and you tell me if I'm wrong. Had they suspended – had the news broke yesterday that Sherrone Moore was suspended weeks 1 and 2, mm-hmm. I would have said, I can't believe we're still talking about this. Just get it over already, and let's get rid of it. And now, knowing everything we know, the headline is not that he suspended two games and everybody ready to get in the rear view. The headline is like, why are they selecting weeks 3 and 4?
Yeah. A, if you have a Netflix documentary, the issue should be over and done with.
Yes.
B, Mike, when your kids get in trouble, are they going to be able to negotiate what weekends they're grounded?
Yeah. No, they're not. Hey dad, you know, I know that I wrecked your truck, when I was 12 years old, but spring break's next week and I would really like to go hang out with my friends on spring break. Can I just take my 6 month suspension starting after spring break?
Right.
Like, no, that's not a thing. And it feels very much. And what's funny, you guys know me, I like to go to the Reddit boards. And, like, there's so many people that feel disrespected over this. Nebraska is their week 4 opponent, and Nebraska is, like, seething over this. They're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait. You're telling me that we got lumped in with Central Michigan in this? Like, that's what you guys think of us?
Well, if the shoe fits.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's not like you've been this powerhouse recently, Nebraska.
I will say there would be something – and guys, follow me along here. There would be something massively poetic if, for whatever reason, Nebraska was able to pull off an upset in week 4. Like, there would be something just overwhelmingly beautiful about the fact that Michigan would be, you know, would lose a game that they targeted as one they did not need their head coach for. But back to your point, Bo, and we got just 30 seconds here before we get to Allie's top five. Back to your point, I don't know that I'm going to sit on a high horse and say, well, you know, they should have suspended him more. Or, like, I don't feel like that at all. Like, to me, it all feels ridiculous at this point. The only headline coming from this is the fact that it's weeks 3 and 4, not weeks 1 and 2.
You know, the last thing for me is if Michigan's going to do it, I have no problem. If Michigan, you know, Michigan man, and they want to stand on this pedestal with their program and how, you know, how there's a lot of Michigan fans that are very self-righteous. The program is very self-righteous. If they're going to do it, everybody else should do it too. You know what? Yeah, I don't. At this point, honestly, why are we even suspending him? Because to me, it does nothing. What is the point of suspending a coach for teams that you're not going to lose to? Nebraska, maybe you have the Vegas odds go up a little bit without Sherrone Moore that you'll lose, but it's just fake. It's all grand. It's just for show, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you really shouldn't get to pick and choose, but today for Top 5 Tuesday, I do get to pick and choose.
Yes. Yes.
And we are going with the top five songs that are impossible not to participate along with.
Before you start, how long did it take you to make this list? Because you called your shot last Tuesday. You're like, I got next week.
Yes.
And did you already have like five in mind? I already got this locked in.
I knew exactly what number one was going to be.
Okay.
And then I dug into it a little bit more yesterday, and I had to stop and go for a run to really solidify what was going to work on this. Because I can settle my mind when I go for a run. And this is all based on your list last week with Outkast. You played Miss Jackson and the Woo.
Yeah.
You said everybody has to participate with the Woo.
Yeah, you have to.
So now we're going to go with the top five songs that everybody participates along with. Coming in, and again, if you have suggestions or amendments to this, please send them to at 929 The Morning Shift on Twitter.
I'm typing right now.
I put the list there. I know there are going to be additions to this. All right, Dylan, let's go with number five.
100 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to the latched old door.
I'm here. Yeah. I'm right here. I'm right here with you.
Okay. It's the da-da-da.
Yeah.
It gets you.
Do you know what movie that's from?
The da-da-da-da.
I know it's like in How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah. So this song was on Benny and June. With Johnny Depp way back in the 90s, like that song was a part of that movie. Like their video had that movie in it or whatever. Their music video. I love that song. The Proclaimers.
Yes, 500 nice miles. Work. Because nice work. If you don't get the first da da da, one of the four gonna get you.
And you're also probably
point.
Walking with your arms.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Exactly. All right.
Decent start. All right.
All right. Let's get to the next one, Dylan. I know you're spelling right now.
I know. Dude, I had to talk myself out of it. I was like, I'm not going to play into this. And they're like, yeah.
And either this one is going to happen during the song when you're hearing it, or you're in the grocery store and you walk by the bananas, and it goes on in your head.
Yeah. Oh, man.
This seems like an honorable mention song, but okay. Mm.
I'm on board. I'm on board with it because I definitely had to stop myself from singing it into the microphone.
It is stuck in
your head. Of course
you're
on board with it.
All right, let's see how Bo likes this next one.
Oh, I don't know. Like, just now I'm upset this ain't number one. Like, I have my – like I said, I was not going to be a hypocrite. Now I have an issue. Now we've entered issue territory. That's a number one song.
You don't know what number one is.
And if you're driving
right now, I really hope you did not stop and drum along with Phil
Collins.
You
definitely
there.
Just hammered your steering wheel with the drums.
Of course.
Nice work.
Phil Collins in the air tonight. You can't tell me you're not going to pretend to be a drummer during that. Let's go with the next one. Got some nostalgia here.
Like a band there.
Yes.
We need the clapping part.
Yes, I was going to say. Yeah. It's solid.
Great song. And it's one of my favorite TV shows, sitcoms, or whatever you want to call it of all time. However, are we really putting theme songs from TV shows on this list?
Well, it's by the Rembrandts, so it's an actual song.
It's an actual song, yeah.
It was not just created for Friends.
But it's only known for Friends.
Well, I think the Rembrandts are okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's...
But
you know,
you always clap along to it when you hear that beginning.
I mean, at this point, you should have put the Sopranos theme song on there because you got to. I sing along to that every time I hear it.
You guys, and this is a conversation for another day, but you realize how much money they probably make?
Oh, so much.
Just insane amounts
so
of money.
So much. They got in the game. They got out.
Yeah. All
so
right.
Beautiful.
Well, let's finish strong here.
Okay. Number one.
Woohoo!
Okay.
Woo-hoo.
All right.
If you don't sing the woohoos, you're a psychopath.
Yeah, seriously. I know. Dylan's a psychopath. He's back there going, what is this?
I don't think Dylan knows this.
No, he doesn't know this song.
Very solid.
Little do y'all know, I used to hear this song all the time when I was playing Madden 11 on my Wii.
Oh, such a good call.
This song very well.
Such a good call.
What number is Madden at now?
Yeah,
26. Somewhere.
All right.
Well, this is Blur song number two. If you don't remember that,
this is an average list. It's not terrible.
Wow.
It's much better than the list last week. However, how could you leave any of these, now one of these songs off, or maybe come up, a couple of them, you know, American Pie, Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Mm.
I mean, Sweet Caroline.
Well,
Don't Stop Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. What's Up by the Four Non Blondes.
A Prayer doesn't belong on the list you just
Yes, it does. Sweet Piano Caroline. Man.
See, those
Piano
are songs Man? You sing along to. They
sing
don't have
us a song,
that
Mr.
Moment.
Piano Man.
Yeah.
No, that needs that moment that you just break out and lose your mind.
We do, guys. We're
you
so
don't
late.
Think Piano Man has that moment?
All right, but we got to go to break. We got to go to break.
Just saying. Good list, Allie. You did a good job.
At 929 Morning Shift. I think it's just at Allie Mac.
Allie Mac Radio.
At Allie Mac Radio, if you need to let her know where she messed up, or a song that you can't help but sing along to, or air drum, or whatever it may be along the lines of the Top 5 Tuesday. So hit us up. Let us know what you think. We have got to go to break. When we come back, we are going to talk a little bit about the Atlanta Falcons, guys. We all expect this offense to be explosive next year. All right, what things need to change from last year? Which guy on this offensive lineup needs to step up and take the next step in their career? We'll discuss that on the other side of the break. Stick with us. It's the Morning Show Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.